A couple of weeks ago, I saw the future of media. In fact, I flew in it. It was at the Ames Research Center in California, run by NASA, where I got to experience a new device called a head-mounted display unit. Here's how it works. You go into this rather small room, and your guide puts a kind of complicated rig on your head. It's not heavy or uncomfortable, but you may be nervous, because you know that when the apparatus on the front of it is swiveled down in front of your eyes, you'll enter another world. It's an instant transformation. One moment you're in the room, the next moment you're in a different room. It's a visual computer simulation of the room your body is in. Very crude, but it's strangely believable. The room is three-dimensional, and the thing is, you can look around in it, and even move around in it. What you're really looking at are two tiny TV screens, one for each eye. That gives the 3D effect. And there's a position indicator on your head that tells the computer where you are and what direction you're looking. So, when you turn your head to the left, the display pans with you and shows you what you would see to the left. When you walk forward, your point of view travels forward. It's very convincing, because even though the image is crude, the fact that it responds to your body makes you believe in it. This is what's called virtual reality. That's the term computer people use for computer-simulated environments. A science fiction writer, William Gibson, coined another term, cyberspace, which is being used for virtual realities like this in which you immerse yourself. There in cyberspace with you is your right hand, which is sensed by another device called a data glove. You can hold the display hand up in front of you and flex its fingers. You can reach out and grasp things, virtual things that exist only in the simulated room, and move them around. Your hand also can give commands in this virtual reality. If you make a fist and then point your forefinger, you slowly fly in the direction you're pointing. If you point up, you rise through the ceiling of the room, and you can see the room diminishing in the distance below you, becoming a little box. Point down, and you soar back into it. The universal experience is glee. I felt like an angel, completely out of my body. I mean, my body was working fine as a command instrument back there in real reality, but wherever I was somewhere else. No one wants to come out of these demonstrations. Everyone wants to explore and try stuff and keep flying. And soon they'll be able to, because the technology is coming to the public much more quickly than anyone expected. The important thing about NASA's cyberspace rig is that it's cheap, only $30,000 or so for the prototype. That's in contrast to the multi-million-dollar systems being developed by the military for fighter pilots. The quick and dirty approach at NASA was developed as a shortcut to the planets. The head of the program, Michael McGreevy, figured that if he demonstrated how cheap cyberspace could be, then consumer electronic manufacturers would run with the idea, and in a few years he could buy their equipment and fly it to Mars for remotely controlled exploration. So far, his plan is working beautifully. Personal computer software companies are seizing the cyberspace idea and devising commercial products, some of which should be out as early as next year and cost only a few $1,000s. You'd think that people in the entertainment industry would be the first to grab something like this, which could represent a whole new dimension for them, but I suspect they'll be the last. They don't like media that move quickly, and they don't like revolutions, and cyberspace is both.